We believe that talk radio means you get to talk, too, with people you know from right here. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Diane Ducey. Hope you're having a good afternoon. It's a little on the warm side with the temperature at 92 and the heat index at 106 now.
That's brutal.
I know.
And see, most high school kids, they're having a great time. It's summer. They're diving off the diving board right now, splashing in the cold water. But not the young man that's here in our studio today. And Jacob, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, you're a junior at Monticello High School.
Yeah.
And what are you spending your summer doing?
I'm working at the U of I in the Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering Department with Professor Dr. Harley on a research opportunity with the American Cancer Society.
You just said a mouthful.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Somebody said you could go have fun in the pool, or you could go do research with the American Cancer Society. What? Now, what made you want to... to do the research?
Well, I found the opportunity this, it would have been spring at our high school through our guidance office, and I thought, well, I'm wanting to go into engineering and maybe the biomedical field, and okay. I thought a research opportunity with the university would be an awesome opportunity, so.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty commendable.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you regretting your decision, or you've been happy with it?
No, it's been a really good experience, a lot of, definitely a lot of learning, but.
Okay.
I'm having a lot of fun.
And we're going to get, we also have Dr. Brendan Harley here, and you're a part of this research program, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I run the research lab that Jacob works in, and we're really lucky to have him here for the summer.
And so this is something that, and Shane Squires is also here with the American Cancer Society, and we'll touch base with Shane in just a little bit. I guess I didn't even know about this program. What is this program?
So it's an opportunity for high school students who want to get involved in research and learn a little bit about what that might be like as a career field mm-hmm. to get part of a research group. So if you're a high school student, you know, you can work, do what I did and, you know, paint houses in the summer or something like that,
right.
or work on a farm, which is great. But if you really want to think about what it might be like to go to college or maybe go to grad school and do research, it's very hard to find those opportunities mm-hmm. just around. And so ACS runs this great program that invites high school students to apply into it, and then they offer these high school students to work in the labs of researchers who are funded by the American Cancer Society. So we get high school students getting hands-on research work, working with grad students and postdoctoral researchers in large laboratories.
Wow, what an amazing thing. And now, Jacob, not everybody who wants to go gets to go, do they?
No, there were about 300 applicants who applied from across the state, and 34 of us were selected. And so the majority of us are concentrated in the Chicago area.
Okay.
But there are seven of us downstate. I'm the only one at the University of Illinois. But there are also ones at the University of Illinois in Peoria at the medical school and in Southern Illinois and Carbondale, I think. And, yep.
So what do you think you did that got you selected? What was the process to be a part of this summer school research program?
Well, I had to get two letters of recommendation from two teachers. So I got one from my math teacher mm-hmm. and one from my chemistry teacher. And mm-hmm. they were phenomenal. I couldn't have asked for better letters from the two of them. But also I had to write kind of a little essay about myself and what I was hoping to get out of the program. And then once maybe 10 of us were selected for an interview process at the American Cancer Society office in Champaign. And so then one of us was selected from the 10 that were there.
Wow.
Has someone in your life been touched by cancer?
Yes, I've had one relative, yes, die of colon cancer. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you're so young to already have experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, the kids are getting to actually get this experience, like you were saying, Dr. Harley, to go in and see what the research is like. What are some of these things? What are some of the things that the kids are learning?
Well, it's a really a diverse thing. And so the goal with Jacob was to get him into our lab and mm-hmm. to really have him operate as what a graduate student might be. And we found him to be operating that level. We've been really happy with the quality of the students that ACS has been selecting into this program. They're mm-hmm. smart. They're inquisitive. They're intuitive. They work very hard. And so the goal is to, you know, get him in and give him a job like I would a normal graduate student. Get him part of a research project, one that is related to the American Cancer Society funding we have,
mm-hmm.
and have him start helping out on the people in my group actually do research that is cutting edge.
So, Jacob, what are some of the things that – how long have you been doing this now?
This will be my fifth week.
Your fifth week. Yeah. Okay. First of all, when you first got in, was there something that kind of surprised you that you weren't expecting, or were you just kind of blown away by the facility? Or?
Well, like the main thing was that I'm working on something that very few people have worked on in the past, and that was just like mind-blowing to me that I am like by myself, they're not by myself, but one of the few that is having the opportunity to do this. But also the hands-on experience with cells that I haven't ever had to, like I can't personally work with human cells. I have to go through, I would have to go through a couple of protocols and things like that. But the extensive work I can, like people can do like me, is still amazing and an experience like that. So,
what? I don't have a very scientific mind. help me see something in my head that you did maybe today or yesterday or a week ago that was really unique.
Well, one of the main things we do is we have to grow these cells in just like a dish, and then you can take those cells and trap them in a gel solution, and then you can polymerize or harden these gels into just a harder gel, and then you can see how the cells react to a different gel, like the different gel, like whether it's harder or softer or larger or smaller.
We kind of relate this to, I'll just throw this in too. I kind of relate this to the Jell-O mold your grandmother used to make, where you know, you can have your cut peaches or your cut, you know, or your cherries or whatever mixed into the Jell-O. We're doing something similar in that a lot of cancer research is done in the past where you grew cells in plastic dishes, which is great for studying them, but that's not how these cells live in our bodies. They live in three-dimensional tissues that are soft. And so what we're trying to do is build 3D Jell-O type materials that we can actually control the environment that these cancer cells live in to ask more relevant questions of their biology. So Jake's been really helping make some of these new gel systems and actually grow these cells inside of the gels and start studying how they behave in three-dimensional structures.
Wow.
Very
That's
cool.
That's blowing my mind. And, I mean, has this kind of changed you a little bit in seeing how the real research is done? Is, do you feel that this is going to, you know, maybe help you as you choose your career path?
Oh, yeah. When I think about all the different opportunities that are like, yes, you have the small opportunities that you can start off, but it branches so many different directions. You can go into whatever you want. If there's one thing, you can pursue it. So that's the one thing that's mainly come to me, that there's nothing that you can't get to. Like, if you want to find something out, you can get to there. Whether you go one direction or another, you can eventually find that out. So,
And where is this at the U of I where Jacob, where you're hanging out?
So we're based in two places. One at the Chemical Engineering Department, right in Roger Adams' lab, right off the main quad. But Jake's been doing most of his research at the Institute for Genomic Biology, which is a really cool research center on campus. It's right by the Morrow Plots. And it is a place where we bring together biologists, veterinary medicine folks, medical people, and engineers to ask more comprehensive questions that involve a lot of collaboration. So we have people with lots of different backgrounds working on similar problems together.
And all of this information that you're pulling together and trying out these new things in the 3D, you know, growing the cells in a 3D kind of situation, these are the things that are going to lead to a cure, right?
We hope so. Yeah, so I mean, this is part of a larger project. We're trying to understand how bone marrow behaves. And so bone marrow is the tissue in our body inside of our bones where we have all our blood and immune cells are made. And it's also the site of processes like leukemogenesis, where leukemia comes to be. And so we're trying to understand how these cells live in three-dimensional environments like bone marrow. And if we can understand how they behave better, it'll give us a much better chance at either developing more effective cures for a specific patient, but also asking more basic questions about how these cancers come to be in a lot of different ways.
This is fascinating information. Really? Let's go back, Jacob. If you had a chance, to knowing what you know now and being able to go hang out at the pool all day, which would you still choose? Which would you choose?
I'd still definitely choose the research office.
I'm glad you were going to say that.
I was just swimming in Monticello yesterday. That's a really nice pool there.
Well, guys, if you'll hang on, I'd like to find out from Shane Squires with the American Cancer Society how, you know, if there's a student who's listening who's saying, doggone it, I'm at the pool. I want to learn some stuff and try and do what Jacob's doing. We'll find out from you, Shane, what kids need to do in order to be able to do what Jacob's doing. And let's get your Connect FM 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
An excessive heat warning with heat indices over 100. Today's high 93, down to around 73, 94 tomorrow, down to 74 with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms popping up. and a high 94 with partly cloudy conditions Wednesday. I get the heat indices over 100 each day. In fact, right now, we're at 105, and the temperature is at 91. And Connect FM, 93.5, 95.3.
That's right, and it's 140. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 142. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And Diane Ducey here.
And we've been talking with some folks with the American Cancer Society. Well, actually not. Well, Shane Squires is with the American Cancer
They're
Society.
They're our ambassadors.
And we've got, Dr. Brendan Harley, who is a researcher at the University of Illinois. And then we've also got Jacob here. And Jacob is a junior at Monticello High School and was selected to participate in the American Cancer Society's Summer High School Research Program. And hundreds applied. And you were one of the only 34 selected across the state to be able to participate in this program. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you very much.
And Shane, I mean, well, this seems like a very prestigious thing to do. And as we've been listening to Dr. Harley talk about just how in-depth of an education Jacob's getting as far as this research goes, how do students
I've actually gotten to
watch
and participate in this program for the last 5 years as kind of an outsider participating. And the kids, the students, the high school students, their juniors, are just absolutely amazing. Each year I've been so impressed. And as Jacob said, it really is, I mean, it's not only about grades. It's also about what you're writing, what you're doing with your life, what you are thinking about doing. And then going through the interview process and talking to you know, the doctors, the others who are on that board who are making the decision of who's going to be accepted into the program.
Well, and the and this is all that's paid by the American Cancer Society. This is all part of the research monies that, that you guys raise every year to help find that cure.
And the whole goal is to show students what they can do, what's out there, what other options there are, because sometimes I think we're so finite in our thinking on it's just engineering, it's just biology, it's just, and I think this opens up a whole new world to these students, that these are the things that go on in the lab, these are all the skills that you need to have to make research happen.
And these are the students that are going to be the next generation of researchers that really are going to help cure cancer. And we have such a long way to go in many places, and we need to keep that those students becoming graduate students becoming researchers to really want to do, keep doing this. And it's a great program for that.
And looking at giving back, too, being able to give back, not just being there only for the science, but also to give back to your community and those.
Well, and I mean, you know, Brendan, you know what you're doing to help Jacob, and one day he's going to be in your shoes and showing somebody else. and what Shane was just saying about how there's all these different it's not just one set thing. It's not just biology. It's not just this. Jacob, you were saying that that was something that really hit home for you when you started doing this. What is another branch that maybe you didn't know about before?
Oh, goodness. Just the whole, like...
I threw a big one at you.
It's all right. Just, like, the whole cancer, like, research opportunity, I guess. I knew there was... Like, this whole has been eye-opening experience to show like how many different types of cancer there are and how many different directions it can go in. And then as Shane was saying, that there's not just the biology or the engineering with those cancers. There's so many different other experiences within those cancers. So there's just almost endless opportunities for
this
each of these.
This has really just been a huge eye-opener for you, huh?
Exactly.
And you know, it was really tough for you to get into this program, being one of only 34 high school juniors chosen to intern. What advice would you give some of the students out there? Maybe they're not going to go for this achievement, but any achievement.
Well, just that you can never set your goals too high, that you can always get whatever you want to strive for. Never downplay yourself on things you say you haven't gotten in the past. Just always keep your standards at the highest. And I guess the old saying is shoot for the stars and you always fall on one, like, or you always fall in the clouds or something like that. It's still pretty, you'll still fall on something nice and... Yeah, just keep trying hard, and something will be bound to come your way. So,
you know, Jacob, you hear news stories that frustrate you. You hear things that get you, they'll make your blood boil, and you always hear about the bad people. And then when I heard about what you were doing, I was just like, oh, thank goodness. We get to talk to one of the good people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's pretty amazing what you're doing, and, you know, just such a you're such a good positive influence. And so thank you for coming in and sharing that today, because I think we need to hear more about the kids like you Because then it makes us all feel better about our future. We feel like everything's going to be okay.
No, thanks.
And Shane, how can students, if they want to do something like this and do what Jacob is doing, what do they need to do? Should they reach out to the American Cancer Society? Or
absolutely. They can reach out to us at the main office.
Okay.
That's fine, too. And we should have information available around January. Applications are typically due by March 1st, I believe it was this year, was the deadline.
Okay.
Sometimes that deadline can change. So really, ask your guidance counselors, ask your math teachers, ask your science teachers, and never hesitate to contact the American Cancer Society Illinois Division for a packet. Because I would encourage any junior to please do that, because it is for junior high school students. Their junior year, it'll be that summer, and between their junior and senior year.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you guys again for coming in today. And Shane, thanks for all the things that you guys do. I know you guys work really hard with the Cancer Society. Relay for Life was the latest big event. What were the numbers on that? Do you guys have them yet or no? You're still calculating?
We're still calculating. Okay. I mean, it's still, money can come in until the end of August.
Okay.
So if you missed your opportunity to make a donation, you can still make a donation. I know that we were down some, so we're still hoping that by August 31st we'll be up some more. But it is that money that funds programs like this. This has gone from, in 2003, 5 students to the 34 statewide. And these are 34 students that are going to make a difference in the future. And what we're seeing is they are going into the medical field. They are staying in the science fields. They are, you know, really coming back and helping.
It's an investment, right? What field are you going into, Jacob?
Hopefully some sort of engineering, whether it ends up being biomedical or bioengineering or even mechanical engineering. They're all very interesting to me, so.
Wow. Yep. That's awesome. But, hey, you still got your senior year.
Exactly. So,
And knowing you, you're going to just probably blow it off. You're not going to do anything serious. So you've got 3 more weeks left in the program.
Yep.
And then it'll be time for school. We have a little bit of time to at least go hang out in the lazy river or something.
Actually, my last full week is the week before school starts. And then soccer will start that Wednesday. And then I have to go to Chicago for a presentation actually on the second day of school. So I am going straight back into school again.
No rest for the wicked.
And that's his presentation with the American Cancer Society.
Is that right?
So he doesn't get to slough off and just go hang out. He does a huge presentation before lots and lots of folks.
Do you get nervous before presentations?
Not so much anymore.
Based on the way you've handled yourself here.
Good job.
You're a natural.
Thanks.
You're a natural. So, well, thank you guys all for coming in. Is there anything that we've left unsaid that should be said, or
maybe the website? Shane?
I would just say one other thing is that, back to the Relay for Life, is that it's the Relay for Life is really a great opportunity, and I know it's one that the researchers, we appreciate so much what everyone does in the community. I've had the opportunity to go speak at a couple of these, and it is the lifeblood of the research that we do here, and it's pooling together the resources of, you know, different counties all over the state to actually be able to fund the research and the research experiences for high school students, and for the research we do, is going to make a big difference. And so we just love it when we hear about all the people that put in so much time and effort to help make this process possible with the Relay for Lives all year round. And so we'd like to say thank you to them who made this possible.
Okay, wonderful. And the website, Shane, for the Illinois Division,
it's
for here?
Very simple. Just go to cancer.org, and then you can Google, search. cancer.org. And search for whatever topic you'd like to see.
Okay.
Good.
Perfect. And again, the name of this program is called the American Cancer Society's Summer High School Research Program.
And I'm happy to have anybody call me anytime, and I'll send them to the right place. Or email me at Shane, Shayne, Squires, at cancer.org.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all so much. Really appreciate your time today. And again, Jacob, thanks for the hard work that you're doing. It's 1:51 here at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.